This is listener's choice this morning, and you can vote for it on Twitter at UJFM. You determine whether it is hot or not. It is music from Little Mix. It's called No More Sad Songs. That's some great advice from them, right?
Yeah, no more sad songs. You know, don't be sad. Just be happy. I wonder who's going to take it this week. It's a very tough competition. It's a very, like, it's intense because for the first time, Nick is literally going to lose, I think.
I beg to differ. I don't think I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
I don't see how this song could get more than what I currently got.
You got 63, ne?
I got 60% hot.
Okay, wow.
I definitely think I can do better than that. Good morning, Gladwin.
Good morning. How's it, guys?
Wowzers, hey. The phone didn't even ring. It just went straight to you. Talk about answering your phone quickly, hey?
Talk about Four Ways Network.
Yeah, there isn't any load shedding.
You know?
I see they passed it on to the residents of Soweto.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where it's supposed to be today.
Oh, wow.
Wow, the shade in this place.
Oh, I love it. I live for it.
All right, yeah, so yeah. For those who don't know, Gladwin is our inside economist. He's a former UJ economics student and graduate as well, future alumni, and he gives us a breakdown as to what's happening in the world in terms of the business aspect. We have a sneak peek as to what's happening in the markets as well. Andy's been bugging me this morning, and he wants to know what's your take on the sale of TikTok and the fact that Donald Trump wants to take a middleman cut for what, Angas?
Yeah, this is a story that we are supposed to cover the past couple of days, but unfortunately we had issues. The sale of TikTok is as it goes. Now, you know, Americans like to be in the pulse of what's happening in the world and the globe, and they just want to be in touch with things that are trending. So what is initially happening is they picked up that TikTok is a very lucrative business and they want to buy it. However, they want to buy it on their terms. So Donald Trump wants the TikTok deal to go according to, you know, the way America wants it and the way in the American terms. So they're using this as a sort of as a back and forth, a war, a tariff war between China and the U.S.
Now, look, I don't know how many people there are in the U.S. that use TikTok. But clearly it must be massive, though. Do they really need the American market to survive, or can they survive without it, you think?
They can actually survive without the American market, but however, the American market is, you know, it broadens the whole thing. So normally what happens with Chinese companies and tech companies that are from the East, once the U.S. gets a hold of it, then everyone in the rest of the world wants to jump on it. So because it's lucrative that side and everyone is using it, now, you know, the U.S. wants to get a hold of it. Now Trump is using it as a political pawn to you know, swindle the Chinese government.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, Andy says, interesting enough, they've got 54% of their total revenue from the U.S., do you think TikTok is going to give in to the pressures of the Donald Trump regime and sell TikTok according to their terms?
Well, it's very interesting what happens in that gentleman's mind. So you cannot actually just conclude and say Donald Trump would, because what initially Donald Trump wants is China to, you know, they're using this as a political tool. So Trump wants Microsoft to apply for the company and get it at these terms, and obviously the owners of the business are sort of trying to avoid going, you know, in Trump's terms. But I think TikTok can survive without the U.S. I think the whole world's catching on. They're just worried that they do not have. Also, the other thing about the U.S. that they lack is access to data. So with this app like this, it exposes a sort of data, the people, you get to know the people, you know, information of people, where they live, what they like. That's also a very important thing, because as we know, data has become a very important commodity. I mean, it's close to, you know, what oil is, the oil of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. No, true.
Yeah.
But by the way, in case you were wondering what's happening in Donald Trump's head, we found a soundtrack for it. Nobody knows what's happening in that man's head, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not only Trump who wants to take down, you know, this TikTok giant. It's also Instagram. which is owned by Zuckerberg and Facebook as well. Like, it's a whole beast. And I told you earlier before we went on air, have you tried this thing called Reels? There's something called Reels. It's the same thing as what TikTok does, but it's on your Explorer. When you go to your Explorer, there's something called Reels. If you have updated version.
All right. I'm
But you know how things are, Marcel. There's always Coke, and then there's that cola that Pick and Pay sells. You always go for the original Coke if you thirsty for Coke. So TikTok is a force to be reckoned with. They do need more of that U.S. exposure, but on their terms. I don't think Microsoft is buying TikTok to stay relevant. I think they just want exposure. They just want to tap into that market that they haven't been exposed to. Also, it's also used, like I said, as a political toy, you know.
All right, let's keep it moving. AB and Bev, Heineken halts South African projects over booze ban. I saw that there was, I'm not sure if this is the same story, that there was talks of about 12 billion rand, or was it about, there was like a 5 billion rand upgrade or something like that, and then that didn't go ahead because of the fact that they are not selling anything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of our South Africans who like themselves a good time will be forced to, you know, cut back a little, as, you know, AB InBev has announced that they will be halting on a project that the project spend that will be about five billion rand. Now, this comes after, you know, the president's announced a sudden alcohol ban. Now, we also know that Consol Holdings will also be halting their project, an increase in the plant project of 1.5 billion rand. Now, to put this in context, with all these halts that that were implemented, the government has lost tax revenue of almost 5 billion rand. From boost sales.
So
it's bound about 8 million rand a day in terms of Consol, and with AB InBev, they're losing 2.5 million rand a day.
Yeah. Jeez, this is massive. I mean, you know what? I knew that, you know, when you mentioned the fact that the alcohol ban was put in place, I knew that, you know, the AB InBev would suffer because they're not making any sales. But for some reason, I didn't think back and say, well, who else is suffering? Because besides the guys who are producing the glass, the guys who are producing the labels are also suffering, which is something that I missed out on. And the fact that Consol Glass is now not going to be expanding their plant, I don't think it's going to be happening for the next 2 years then, because they're going to have to review their finances and say, well, are we making a profit? Is it profitable for us to expand here or not?
Yeah. It becomes a whole value chain that suffers in this whole thing. Obviously, we go back to the normal the cliched jobs that are, the people are suffering, the whole expansion, the whole trying to push the economy into a positive direction. It becomes a whole value chain instantly that suffers when the president kind of does these cuts and pullbacks and, you know, unexpectedly, because now initially what everyone is just asking for is, you know, clarity, be informed in time, and, you know, moving forward, just to also help the tax base, because I mean, South Africa's tax base will be under collecting this year already, which is a burden on consumers.
And all right. Well, I mean, look, apparently the cigarettes are the problem, and so is the alcohol. Moving on, finally, a bit of good news amongst all of this doom and gloom. The city of Joburg has approved a draft of rates relief measures to total nearly half a billion rand for residents and multi-purpose residential properties, as well as business properties impacted by the lockdown from March 26th. This is good news, though.
Yeah, it is good news. I mean, with this relief fund, we're finally seeing, you know, positive results. We're seeing the money allocated to where it is. So people will be getting a rate cut, you know, rate relief for, you know, of within the half a billion rand that will be allocated. I mean, they approximated through about 3% of the total amount that they're supposed to be collecting from all the rates in Johannesburg, which amounts to a little over 13 billion rand. So 3% of it will be coming from this relief that the consumer or the people or the residents of Johannesburg will be receiving.
No, this is wonderful news. This is actually very, very good news. Finally, they've come to the party because I was always wondering if they were going to do it or not. Tell me, in terms of our local indicators, what are we looking at?
Now, jumping to our local indicators, we saw the rand weaken all round yesterday due to, obviously, geopolitical tensions around the world. The rand was all round in negative territory. Now, as we look at our local markets this morning, the JSE closed in positive territory, pushed up by gold miners as we continue to watch gold flying off the charts. The JSE closed in positive territory, coming in at 57,628, up 2.4%, with gold miners being positive on the day. Up, the entire index was up over 6%. And over to global markets now, we saw the U.S. markets closing in all-round positive territory, with the Dow Jones up 1.3%. The S&P 500 was up 0.6%, with the Dow Jones coming in at 10,998. And in our usual COVID update, there's actually an interesting story before we jump straight into the COVID update. I don't know if you guys want a touch of Mandela magic on your faces.
I saw that the guys who made the Nelson Mandela shirts are now dabbing in new adventures.
Yes. They're definitely dabbing in a bit of a, They're dabbing into, adventure. So they, instead of making the Mandela t-shirts, because I mean, naturally, formal apparel is sort of kind of low in terms of business. I mean, you do not want to wear a shirt and sit in your study and do work. They've started making masks, reusable masks that will be, with the same material that they use for the Mandela shirts. They'll be making masks, reusable masks, which will be going for about 20 rand each. So you'll have a bit of Mandela magic to breathe into.
I think we need a whole lot of Mandela magic right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, moving over to the numbers now. As we said, in South Africa, our cumulative number sits at a little over 530,000. And with a total number of 377,266 recoveries, that pushes our recovery rate to a whopping 71%. Well, last GC, 71%.
Wow. I'll be very, very honest with you. My matric year. My pass rate for my grade was 71%, which was atrocious because the year before that it was 95.
Yeah.
So clearly we were the dumbass grade, but that's, damn. I mean, that speaks volumes, Yeah.
Well, you guys tried. Okay, that's it from me, Kledo Mukhumuti, your part-time squad.
Gladwin, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, when will we be catching up with you again?
Tomorrow.
All right, so we'll be definitely chatting to you tomorrow. All right, cool. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure chatting to you. And have yourself a wonderful Thursday. Today is Thursday, right?
Yes,
it is Wednesday.
Yes, it is Thursday.
What? I genuinely feel like I'm living in Wednesday. I think I've been overtaxed. I feel like I've been robbed by a day that my day has gone towards Texas.
Yeah.
Still absolutely terrible. All right, my brother. We'll chat to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Thank you, Chief.
Cool. So. Take it easy, man. There we go. That's Gladwin Mukhumutse, our global insider. He's a former UJ economics student who gives us a lowdown of what's been happening in the world. And obviously, giving us a breakdown of the important things that happen.
Yeah, it's about money, moolah. Yeah.
No, of course. In fact, coming up next on the show, we're going to chat about something that I did last night and how local businesses have been impacted to the point where the new norm just doesn't seem like the new norm.
I don't like it.